Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. I sit in front of an esoteric audience. And all day, the subject has been multidimensionality. You're discovering things right now that are unbelievable to many. At the very basic and the core of humanity, there is change. It's beautiful change. Sometimes it's difficult. But if you had to look at it, it truly is a change that brings you out of the dark. I want to review some of these things. I want to tell you some of the changes that are yours. I want to introduce some new things to you that I've never said before, because this is the time. And why should this be the time, dear ones? Because you came here to study this. And we are here as multidimensional energies and entities to let you know as much as we can. First, let's take a look at what's happened on the stage since this meeting began. The channeling today has come from three or four different sources called human beings. And yet there's only one message. And if you took a look at the various ways that it was delivered, you see the human is involved. But the core is the same. What are the words that you would use in any language? Translated into all languages that would describe this core: hope, benevolence, love, compassion, togetherness, harmony, awakening. That is the message from the creative source today on this planet. How do you know if a channeler is real? It's easy. Look for these things: hope, awakening, love, compassion, endurance. Endurance of the difficulty of moving into the light. No channeler that is real or accurate will give you a doom and gloom message today. It is impossible. Because the source knows what has taken place here. Little by little, group by group, old souls and light workers are receiving information that is now going to ring true. You can identify with this energy. You may look at your media, look around you at the world condition, and it may be much different than what we say is the energy of change. And I tell you, if you do, you are looking at the dark in panic. Dark consciousness on this planet wants it to return to the dark. Have you seen this? The gyrations of a few causing the kind of trouble that reminds you of what took place 40 years ago, 50 years ago. A return to fear. Look for it. It's everywhere. This is the darkness of low consciousness trying to bring this planet back to a place that will never exist again. There is too much light starting to be discovered. not just by old souls, but by regular humans who would never come to a meeting like this, ever. Human beings who are awakening to a bigger truth. It's not about channeling. The bigger truth is a world at peace for their children and their children's children. A way through the darkness, a compatibility with other civilizations on the planet and cultures that would say, our beliefs are different, but we honor it anyway. We honor what you do because it's connected to the one source. It's about time for the oneness to spread through the planet, awareness. I want to list some things for you. I want to give you some information. How is this happening? What are some of the attributes to look forward to? What are the new things you didn't expect? Everything I'm giving you is benevolent news, beautiful, truthful. There is a discovery taking place. A while back, perhaps as long as 200,000 years, the creation story began slowly on the planet. Now, the creation story that you read in Scripture is interestingly similar to the one that we tell you about, that the indigenous all over the planet claim. The indigenous say, you came from the stars. That the human being of today is not a product of the evolution of the planet Earth. That your DNA was altered. The creation story in Scripture is filled with metaphors. The Garden of Eden is a metaphor for Gaia and the beauty of humans on Gaia. The garden that is beautiful is nature. The humans that were involved, the man, the woman, are all men and women. But it started slowly, and we have told you there was a creative spark, a point at which this took place. It had to start with two, then four, then eight. And it started with the Pleiadians. Now, dear ones, you won't read that in Scripture. Instead, you will say an angel came down from the heavens. And the end result of the story in Scripture is that you were given a sacredness, an awareness. Suddenly, humans who were simply biological evolutionary beings became those with spiritual free choice, the knowledge of good and evil, dark and light. That's the story in Scripture, and that's the story that we give you of the Pleiadian. A race highly evolved that literally had multidimensional consciousness for tens of thousands of years, whose purpose was to seed this planet. Science is starting to question why it is that the modern human being, who is approximately 200,000 years old, has 23 pair of chromosomes instead of the 24 that all the evolution below you has, including the apes right below you. The timing that science sees is the very timing we've told you about. You're new. You're young. 23 pairs of chromosomes. Dear ones, You didn't come from anything here. You realize that? Science is realizing that. They won't give you the creation story as I have, but they will say something took place. So it's more mainstream than you would imagine, this story we have. Now, I tell you something I've told you one time before. It looks like you have 23 chromosomes. Pairs they are, because you study them in 3D. You study them in a linear fashion with chemistry. 23 pair. Where did the 24th go? Is it still there? Uh-huh. Definitely. Dear ones, the 24th pair is the quantum pair. You still have 24. Biology only sees 23. What is the 24th pair all about? If you lose so much of the perspective of this, it's not going to make any sense. What is the numerology from the ancient Tibetans on the number 24? It's a 6. And if you look at the 6, it's man at its best. It's harmony and balance. Did you know that? What a coincidence that the 24th pair is quantum, and it's the pair, the 24th pair that is coming awake after 200,000 years. You pass the marker, and in it comes, and it starts to vibrate, not at a frequency, because a frequency is a three-dimensional description. It's not a frequency, not in quantum energy. It can't be. It's a cluster of multidimensional energy interwoven among itself that is extremely different, extremely high, and starts to change human nature. That's what's happening. The first step to understanding this process is going to be for you, old soul, to cognize it. It's an interesting word. In my partner's language, cognize doesn't simply mean belief. You accept it internally and it becomes your reality. All of you have cognized a physics rule called gravity. You don't believe in gravity. You work with it every single day. There's no question that if you drop something, it's going down. You cognized it to the fact and to the degree that it's real. There are so many in this room who have cognized the love of God, to the degree that there is no question that God knows your name, or that when you leave this place, you're never alone. Or when you're home and you pretend perhaps to be alone and you're in your own room, that there are a multitude with you who know you and are with you and love you. And this is your solace and this is your reality. And there are those who don't believe it at all. Can you imagine a quantum human being who doesn't believe they're quantum? And they go home alone and they feel alone. And at a quantum level, there is a multitude of loving entities around them just waiting for them to take their hand. For the time they would have an awareness, this is free choice. Can you imagine them sitting alone, maybe passing through the veil and dying alone, never having taken the hand of any one of those guides who love them eternally, who know their soul? And maybe it's because They were never told about something you are learning today. Every one of us on this stage feels it when we're in channel. Channeling is different for each individual. There is no right or wrong way to channel. There are two channelers on the stage at the moment. Can you identify them? And one channels the love of God through his fingers right now. He knows multidimensionality because he hears the music before he plays it. He hears the other man in the chair channeling before he plays it. That's channeling. That's becoming multidimensional. Every channeler on the stage has felt this and knows this. I give this to you before I even begin to tell you what your evolution is bringing you. My partner talked earlier about an evolving human being. We have given you some things in the past to consider. What does evolution really mean? The last book is filled with examples of DNA changing, attitudes changing, what becoming quantum might mean in consciousness that is changing, how children are changing. But let's list some yet again so you'll really understand the practicality of an earth and individuals who are starting to have an awakening they did not expect. First one, the easiest one, a new past life awareness. Children are being born today who will wake up, and when they learn to talk, they will say to their mother, "You're the best mother so far." Others, in disagreement and disappointment, will just say, "I would like my other one better." And the mothers will look at them in shock. What are you talking about? An old soul mother will know exactly what's taking place. The child is remembering. And he may not know the names, and she may not know the faces. But internally, the child knows that they are not here for the first time. So the first thing that we say to you is look for an intrinsic knowledge of past lives. It starts with the children, and unless they're talked out of it, they will have it all their lives. They know that life is a circle. No matter what the spiritual systems will tell them, they know better. Some will keep quiet so they don't offend those around them, but inside, they'll know it. That's not who you are. You did not have that. You had an awareness that grew, and then you cognized it. But the children, it's part of who they are when they come in. It's starting to happen to old souls that you're starting to remember energies that you never remembered before, and they're not dramatic, poor, dark energies. They're remembrances of past life experience. You're starting to awaken to remembrances of good things, of joyful things. Men will never admit they're remembering giving birth. Men. Women will not discuss with other women the remembrances of them with the victories they've had as a man. Perhaps the victories even on a battlefield. What it feels like to solve problems. What it feels like to to have had inventions. It's coming forth. Dreams and visions that are benevolent, that you will awaken and go, wow, that has not happened very often. I was flying. I saw beautiful colors. I heard my name. Somehow there was light all around me. I want that dream every single night. Welcome to a quantum experience of remembering not just a past life, but a multiple of past experiences wrapped up together that are non-linear. That's what it's becoming. That's number one. Number two, awakening to wisdom of the past. Now listen. You cannot have human beings who start over every single time they're born. That will never give you an ancient wisdom factor. You must have remembered wisdom from the past. Wisdom that will put you then in a good place to know what works and doesn't work. A self-evident wisdom that knows that war will never work. A self-evident wisdom that knows the way out of difficulties. A wisdom that will not allow you to make the same mistakes again and again. Wisdom from the past brought forward to the old soul, to the child. And slowly over a generation, it starts to be seen. It starts to be seen in the laws that you pass, in the things that you ask for of your own legislators, of the things that you will say on television or hear from others, what you want, and the wisdom comes forward. No more war. How many generations of humanity will it take before there is no more war? That is up to you. How long? It may be shorter than you think because of what I am telling you now. What if you don't have to be born and again, but instead you awaken to the wisdom of the past, wisdom you did not develop this lifetime, a wisdom that has come from many lifetimes, over and over. My partner says to you, dear ones, when you return, and you will come into this world more multidimensional than now, with pair 24 vibrating at a higher level. So you won't make the same mistakes. You can't. Any more than you would simply put your hand on the stove and learn it again. You'll remember the stove. And that is a metaphor for remembering war. You won't do it again. I say this again. I will say it over and over. There'll come a time when you will look at civilization before 2012 as the barbaric days. Higher consciousness will be the way of it. So let's talk about some new ones. This is not going to make sense because now we are going to depart from linearity. You're going to remember future lives. Cryon, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense in linear fashion. No. No. Every single soul in this room and listening to this channel has been part of a bigger soul group. And there have been times when you have planned with the others where you'll go next, What is the thing that will help humanity the most, and where you will be in this new energy, what you will do? And those plans for the future will constantly change because of what you do in the present. So none of it is set. However, what if I told you you will be able to remember the planning? That is becoming multidimensional. Therefore, some of you will have a very good idea what's next, who you will be and where your karmic group is going. In the case of the man in the chair, he's not going to Africa alone. A karmic group around him will be with him. Are you listening, Mark? The karmic group is not the ones necessarily who are living with you. It's those who you've befriended as souls, who've taken the journey with you. It's beautiful to think that you all might be part of a grand, not experiment, but a future promise. Imagine knowing where you're going to be next time and cognizing it. Oh, there's another one. When 24 becomes more active, you're going to start having quantum biology. Now, quantum biology becomes a super innate. What that means is that everything you took for granted in the way your body works is wrong. Because a quantum biology is one that is so smart that disease can never invade it. Because it's smarter than the old energy diseases of the planet. Now, what do you think that might do to your lifespan? Oh, we used the wrong word. We're not supposed to say lifespan. What do you think that will do to how long you'll be here? If there is no cancer, name it, any disease, name it. There's no more Alzheimer's, name it. It cannot be there because it's dysfunctional to a light body where 24 is active. That's the quantumness. That is the multidimensionality. It starts next time, and the next time it's already active in some children on this planet. What are you going to do with a child who's 150 years old? What are you going to say? That's an oxymoron. It's quantum. You see where I'm going with this? There are children right now who are less than 12 years old who have lived here for 100 years. And you can tell by looking right into their consciousness and seeing the wisdom that is there. Oh, I have another one. I have another one before we close. If you truly understand multidimensionality, you'll also realize there's nothing single. There's no single soul. There's no one life to remember. Everything is a oneness with everything else. Watch for this. Human beings who are starting to remember and meld with multiple Akashas. The politician who then participates in the best politicians of the ages. The musician who starts to participate in all of the masters at once. He is not having a meeting with the old masters. He is the old masters. They're all Akashas meld together. superhumans, super artists, super politicians, those who you see will stand out and you'll say, how can they do this? They're too young. They're too young to be multiple people who have been on the planet. That's number 24, starting to vibrate and hook you to all that is. What about that shaman who is part of all the masters who ever lived? And you can see them all in his or her eyes as you meet them. You'll be in awe of what is possible. And then you'll realize it's simply evolution. Do you think that would fast track this civilization called humanity into something magnificent? And the answer is yes, and yes, and yes. And there'll be no such thing as a self-worth issue. All of you will know where you came from. You're still human, but you're multidimensional. Tools that never existed before, inventions that will push you forward in multidimensional awareness. All of these things are yours. I'll get the same answer as Saint Germain. When is this going to happen? And the answer, it's already happening. You're in it. The battle rages, dear ones, between dark and light, and will for a while on this planet. It doesn't stop you from the evolution we're discussing. But there come a time when the battle will be over. Humans will always have free choice, and there will be dark spots around the earth of those who choose lower energy than you do. But it won't be countries or dictators or policies. It will be human by human, just like it always has been. That's free choice. But the majority will have consensus, will have coherence. The coherence will be of the heart. A new kind of human will emerge. And you'll be there to see it all, to participate. Now that is really cool. And so it is.